faith, and I know God is able to do great and mighty things among us.
That's right. Amen.
A miracle working God.
Yes.
He would help us. Praise the Lord. We do want to give Brother Cutshaw a little time this morning just before he turned the service on. I appreciate him coming. Appreciate him and his wife being here with us this morning. Appreciate his ministry. I can truly say Brother Cutshaw, in the short time I've known him, has been an inspiration to me. And he's been a help to me, encouragement to me. But I preached in his church, and he's got a good work there, good people there. Amen. So the Lord's really blessed him. Of course, he's pastored other churches. He's been in ministry for a very long time. His son's in the ministry, so he's been very blessed with a wonderful family and great things that God's done in his life. So be in much prayer as he comes around this morning.
Yes, Lord, bless
him.
Bless
him. Amen. Bless him. Bless you, brother.
Well, what a delight to be with you today.
Bless you, Lord.
Praise God. You're looking good. I can tell some of you spent some ample time in front of the mirror this morning. Amen. What a joy to be in God's house, to be among God's people, to
bless
the glory of God.
God.
Thank you, my brother, for that great lesson this morning. And it's a joy to be with Pastor and Sister Capps. What great people you have as pastors. And I think you already know that. They're blessed people. We've been together when they would come and visit us at Bethel. And we got to know them to an extent, but don't know them deeply, but my spirit confirms itself with theirs.
That's
amen.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I've been in the ministry now for about 45 years. I started to say 112 years, but it feels like that. Amen. I have pastored, I'm in my 38th year of pastoring.
All right.
Amen. And we have a son that's a pastor. We have we have three children. Our oldest son is a minister. Our youngest son, he's a pastor down in St. Louis, Missouri. And we have a daughter that married a pastor. And so we've got them all in the ministry. Thank God for that. We have seven preachers in our immediate family, counting our grandchildren and our preachers. Amen. So God has smiled upon us. We thank God for that. You may have noticed I was on crutches when I got up here. That's hard to overlook, isn't it? But I was a polio victim when I was 2.5 years old. I went to work at Lockheed Aircraft in Marietta, Georgia. And when I went there, I worked there for 6 years. God called me into full-time ministry and said, I want you to leave the job, go full-time for me. And maybe I'll tell you a little bit about that this week. But I've followed him since then.
Amen.
God has never failed me.
Right.
Let me tell you, it's a joy to be with you, joy to be with your pastor.
Bless the Lord.
It's a beautiful wife. We just want to obey God and let the Spirit of God direct us by His divine grace. I believe that God's got great things for His children in these last days.
Amen.
We're living in one of the greatest days that man could ever live because we're seeing the Scriptures unfold before our very eyes. We're seeing the things happen. The prophecies being fulfilled right before us. And I'm looking for that going up.
Amen.
And it could come at any day now. It could come at any time. And I'm so excited about that. I just want to do what I can until that time arrives, and I can go with them and be what God would have us to be.
Bless
you. Praise the Lord. Now, maybe this week we might even sing to you a little bit later on. Amen. If you all permit that, I'm going to try to do it this morning. But maybe I will just sing to you and enjoy the blessings of God and let God touch us by His divine grace and power. God's grace is sufficient in everything. Don't you believe that? Amen. Can God do it?
Yes.
Amen. God is able to do all things. He's able to strengthen us, move us, motivate us, guide us by His divine grace. Thank God for all of His glory. If you have your Bibles this morning, I invite you to turn with me to the book of Philippians. I'm going to be reading from the 3rd chapter and verse 10, beginning at verse 10 down to verse 14. Praise the Lord. I've been praying about this revival, praying that God would direct me and give me the words to speak to you, words that would minister to you and help you as a saint of God. Amen. And I tell you, I feel honored to be able to be the evangelist for this week.
Bless
I feel
God.
Honored that Brother Capps would call me, knowing all the ministers that he does. He called me, and I feel honored for that, and I appreciate that, Brother Capps. God bless you, sir, and we just want to do our very best for the kingdom. Amen. We can do that. We can change things.
Right.
Amen. Be blessed of God. Of course, I know that I'm just here to confirm what your pastor's already been telling you. I don't feel any greater than anybody else. I just feel humble to just be able to preach the word and share it with the word with you as God's people. Philippians chapter 3. When you get there, smile at me.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. It begins reading in verse 10 like this: that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for this an opportunity to come together this day to honor, to praise, and to magnify you. Father, we can only do what you allow us to, only what you will do in our lives, how you speak to us, God, that we may speak to your people. Thank you for the word that you've given us, God. Now, Lord, add to it. Let your spirit prevail, and everything that we say, God, will be according to your plan, your wisdom, and your will. May great things come forth out of the word of God today, God, implanted in every heart and every mind and every spirit, and bring us together in unity and faith and power. And God, we be quick to give you the honor, glory, and praise, asking it all in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you. You may be seated. I want to use the thought that Paul said there, that I may know him. I may know him. You know, there's a lot of people that lives a lifetime. A lot of people that become Christians and are Christians for many, many years, but still never know the Lord like they should know him.
Bless the Lord.
And this is what the Apostle Paul was really talking about here. Paul was a man that already knew the Lord before he ever wrote the scripture in Philippians. He knew the Lord. As a matter of fact, he had seen the miraculous things of God. He had been blinded on the road to Damascus. And we know that by the hands of Ananias were laid upon him, he was healed. He was filled with the Holy Ghost at the same time. In Acts 13, Paul spoke blindness to Elimaeus, the sorcerer. In Acts 16, Paul cast a demon out of a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas was singing in the jail, in the prison, and an earthquake came and loosed them and the doors of the prison.
Yes.
In Acts 19 and verse 11, and God said he wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Now, I'm not going to try to cover everything, but this is just an instant or just an example to let you know the closeness that Paul had with God. He knew God.
Yes.
He knew God. He knew what God could do and how the power of God was so greatly upon his life. Amen. But according to the chronological Bible, 26 years had expired between Paul's conversion and Philippians chapter 3. Now I want you to think about 26 years that Paul had been involved in the ministry and seen the miraculous things and seen the power of God. But now, 26 years later, he said that I may know him.
Come on, brother, go ahead. Come on.
You would have thought Paul knew him as more than any of us would know him, would you not?
Amen.
With the things that he had done, with the glory that God had shown to him, the power that's upon him. Amen. But yet he stated, I want to know him. There was a knowledge that Paul had not acquired. Amen.
Well,
can I tell you that even though that I've been in the ministry for over 45 years, there's still the place that I'm trying to seek God. I'm trying to come to a greater knowledge and a greater desire and a greater wisdom of him. I don't know him like I really want to know him. Amen. I want to be acquainted with him until he begins to work inside of me and outside of me. And everything that I am would glorify him and project his love, his glory. I don't want men to see Sammy Cutshaw. I don't want them to see the man that is the ambassador for the Lord. But I want them to see the Christ that is in him. Hallelujah. The Bible said, let this same mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to so become a part of you that men will look at him instead of looking at you.
Glory to God.
Amen. And I believe that's what Paul was saying. He said, I want to really get to know him. I want to know him. Amen. Paul is determined to know Christ. And this should be the desire of every saint of God.
Yes.
God, I want to know him. Not right. just about him. I just don't want to hear about him and know that he is, but I want to know that he really is.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Paul wanted to become progressively more deeply and intimately acquainted with him.
Right.
Now, the word intimacy is defined in the dictionary as most private or personal. And I like that. I want him to be my personal God.
Right.
As you spoke earlier, my brother, our Father,
right.
which art in heaven.
That's right.
I want him to be personal to me.
That's right.
And I want men to know that he is my personal God.
Yes.
That I can look to him at any moment. I can call upon him in any situation. I can yield myself to him. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. I know that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And God will take care of me. I know him. Hallelujah. I know the power of his grace and what God's given me. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, that we may know him, that we may walk with him. And the word in intimacy means closely associated. Amen. I know a lot of people, but I'm not closely associated with them.
Right.
Amen. Very familiar, resulting from careful study.
That's right.
Careful study. Oh, that I may follow him.
Oh, that's the Lord.
That he may be complete in my life.
Yes.
I guess intimacy would be best described as a husband and wife. Amen. Those intimate moments when the world is shut out and their whole focus is upon one another. They know them. I thought I knew my wife when we first got married, but I didn't know her. But I know her now. Amen. I know what to say and what not to say.
Amen.
I know when to do it and when to cool it. Amen. Because I have got to know her.
That's right.
And I respect her in those areas.
That's right.
Amen. So you see, there's people that you don't really know until you get into that intimacy with
That's
them.
Right. That's right.
Get along with them.
Amen.
Follow them in the glory. Paul wanted to perceive and recognize and understand the wonders, hallelujah, of the person Jesus Christ more strongly and more clearly than he had ever seen it before.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that we may know him. That we may know him. You know, a doctor, a lawyer, a politician, or a professional worker, they will spend years in developing themselves in their profession.
Right.
Amen. And it would seem that a Christian would want to do the same thing in order to be all that they can be.
Right.
Led by the grace and the power and the Spirit of God.
Bless
Hallelujah. I want men to know, not just think I am, but I want them to know that I am what I profess I am.
Right.
Amen. That I'm led by the Spirit of God and that I believe his word and that I can follow and be guided by his Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Paul said in Ephesians 3 and 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Yes.
Amen. Right. You can have a measure or you can have a fullness.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Yes. It can ooze out of you. It doesn't matter on your job. You don't have to wear a sign and say, I'm a Christian. They know if you're a Christian. And they know there's something different about you. And if they ever have a real urgent prayer, they come to you.
That's right, brother.
Because they've seen your life.
That's right.
They've seen who you are.
That's right.
and what you profess. Hallelujah. When we see the depth of what Christ did for us, amen, through the cross and the Calvary, it makes us realize, amen, that only He could have done this.
That's right.
No other name given under heaven can give us what Christ has given us. Amen. He's the answer to all humanity. Amen. Christ, though human in every way, laid down His life that you and I can be overcomers, and that we could know Him. That we can know Him. And the only way to get to know somebody is spend time with Him.
That's right. Come on.
You can never get to know the Lord until you spend much time with the Lord.
That's true, brother.
Hallelujah. Amen. Keep preaching it, little fellow. That little fellow going to help me there. Amen. I like that. Amen. So you see, you've got to spend time. Many are taking what Christians and preachers are telling them about Jesus Christ. They're listening to everybody else, but yet they themselves do not know Him. They don't know how to trust Him.
Amen.
They don't know how to have faith in Him. They don't know how to believe in Him. Amen. They listen to what others say. They hear other people say, oh, you can trust God, but when it gets tough in their lives, amen, they back away. Because they get afraid. They get scared.
Come
amen.
On, come
and
on.
They don't really know how to fully trust God. And I'm here to tell you, saints, we need to get to know Him, that it doesn't matter what happens. Amen. They're talking about what's happening in Egypt and in Israel and everywhere else. Oh, yes. That's just a fulfillment. It's going to happen, but it's not making me afraid. I'm not sticking my head in the sand like an ostrich. I'm saying, my God, grace is sufficient. My God will take care of me. I'm His child. I can depend upon Him. I can walk in His glory and find His power. I know what God can do in my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is going to be the night. This is going to be the day. I've been through some of the lines like Oral Roberts, T.L. Larry, great men that had great power with God. But God never deemed to heal me at that time. But I know He can. Yes. Hallelujah. I know He can. Until he interviewed the author.
Bumble, go ahead.
And I thought, that's beautiful. You see, he wanted to know that author to find out if he was sincere in writing his book.
That's right. Come on, go ahead.
If you read the Word of God, but you don't know the author.
Come on, now. Come on, go ahead.
It don't mean a whole lot.
Come on, amen.
Oh, but when you know Him,
yes,
it comes alive.
Yes, it does.
Oh, you carry it with you in your spirit and in your mind. Bless on your job, even though it's not folded under your arm, it's folded in your heart.
Oh,
and
you know it.
And it'll sustain you when everything goes wrong. Amen. When the others, brother, are doing like you were talking about this morning. Amen. That Word is a comforter. Hallelujah. God, it's in your hands.
Yes, I mean.
You're going to lead me. You're going to guide me. You're going to direct me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Satan has given us so much things in the way of activities and work that we slacken what's most important.
Come on now.
We slack in what's most important.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I remember when I used to work at Lockheed Aircraft in Marietta. I worked there 6 years. I would come home, Mom and Dad had a trailer park that we lived in. This was several miles from Lockheed. And I used to come home and go straight down in the woods. We were able to about 8 or 10 trailers in that place. And I walked down there and I had me a little altar down there. There's a stump in them woods, and that was my altar. I kneeled down at that altar and I'd pray. My mama said, I've sat on the porch many a time. I could hear you praying up there. I don't know how many others heard, but I'm telling you, sometimes I'd get a hold of God and I said, oh God, don't leave me. Don't turn me loose.
Come on, go ahead.
Oh, I would pray and seek the face of God until the glory would just come down in a special way. I wanted to know Him. I wanted to know Him. There was a hunger, a zeal, a desire within me, God, that I wanted to know Him in the power of His grace and the glory of His understanding.
Yeah.
I don't want to just learn about Him through the books. I don't want to just hear Him through a Sunday school commentary. I don't want to hear it just like that, but I want a relationship.
Amen.
Yes. I want a relationship that I know that whatever takes place, I can lean on Him and trust Him.
Lord,
I know that He is, and that He's rewarding them that diligently seek Him.
That's right. That's right.
I've got to know Him.
That's right,
brother. Amen. I've got to follow Him. We don't know what we'll face before this black thing is over.
That's right.
Sure. We don't know what we'll come up against or what we'll encounter. We just don't know. Amen. There may be a whole lot that we may have to look to in the days ahead of us. But let me tell you, with God on our side, we will make it.
Yes.
Amen. If we have to go to the fiery furnace, there will be a fourth man in there.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Whatever we go through, God said, I'll go with you.
Yes.
I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But Lord, I'm with you all the way even to the end of the world.
That's right.
You can depend on me.
Yes,
I'll be there. I've had friends that when they said they'd be there, they wouldn't be there.
That's right.
Amen. I've had them that when it come time to defend me, they ran.
Come on.
Amen. But God's never left.
Amen. That's right. Come on. Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't it sad that God gets so little of most Christians' attention? So little of their attention in the way of prayer and doing the word and humility into the house of God. Isn't it a shame that we say that we're a saint of God, that we want to be a light to a lost and a dying world, but they can't see anything in us that would reflect His
glory to God.
Bless the Lord.
Isn't it a shame?
Yes.
You see, most spend more time watching sports, soap operas. I hope none of you do that. God help you if you do. And movies. They have no value whatsoever than getting acquainted with the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
I wonder what would happen if we all turned off the TVs, pushed the magazines aside, and spent our days seeking God.
Come on, brother.
I wonder what God could become.
Come on, us.
Amen.
I wonder what glory would shine in our churches and the power of God. It's sad that when we come to the house of God, we have to pray and seek God and try to sing out all the thoughts that are in our minds when we ought to be coming in with a hallelujah in our heart and
spirit,
a movement in our souls, seeking God's face.
That's
right.
It's no wonder they can't trust God. Amen. They don't know Him. It's no wonder they want the pastor to do all their praying. Amen. Many can quote you the stats of some sports event, but no scripture from the Word of God. How sad it is.
Amen.
When David said, His Word will I hide in my heart that I might not sin against it.
Yes.
I've got to know the Word.
Yes.
We're acquainted with Him, but most don't really know Him.
Bless the Lord.
Can't say they fully trust Him. Paul was saying that I may know Him.
Bless Him.
That I may know Him. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. It shows in our actions.
Yes, it does.
We get a pain, the first thing we do, I got to get to the doctor.
Amen.
I may have cancer. I may be dying.
Come on, brother.
First thought that comes out of our mind, not, Lord, I need your help.
That's right.
Lord, I need your direction.
Yes.
We get in a financial bind, we're trying to work it out ourselves. Amen. If we receive a bad diagnosis from the doctor, we go in panic. why do we sing songs like, "My God can do anything"?
That's right.
Why do we sing that?
Right.
Why do we sing, "Only believe, only believe"?
Right.
All things are possible, only believe.
That's
why do
right.
we sing that?
Bless
why
God.
Do we sing, "If you have faith, the night will turn to day. If you have faith, the clouds will roll away.
Amen, brother.
If you have faith, the mountains will obey your command. If you have faith, you're sheltered by His hand." Why do we sing that?
Right. Bless the Lord.
Are these just songs for the moment? Are they just melodies that come to our minds that we sing in church? Or are these things that we can cling to in the storm?
That's right. That's right.
In the troubles.
That's right.
In the trials. Are these things that we know works and God will handle it? Amen. Because He's God.
Yes.
And He's the director of our soul. Amen. Is that the reason we sing these songs? Amen. Because, God, I want to renew my faith. I want it stronger. I want to do more than I've ever done, God. I want to walk in your light and follow
yes,
your
amen.
Spirit
yes.
and be led by your grace, God. I want to be under your unction and your power and know your glory.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Paul said that I may know Him.
Amen.
That I may know Him. Do you know the Lord? I'm talking about really, really know Him. Amen. If somebody walked in this church this morning with a big gun and said, "You either denounce the Lord or I'll blow your brains out," would you say, "Shoot me"?
That's right. Go ahead, come on.
Because I'm not going to deny my Lord.
That's right.
I believe it's Polycarp, one of the great men of yesteryear, the martyrs of yesteryear, that said when they told him, "If you denounce Christ, we're going to kill you." He said, 86 years have I served Him. He's never denied me, and I won't deny Him. They said they put Him at a stake, piled brush around Him, set in the fire.
That's right.
And said that fire just built an arch over that man.
Sure did.
That's right.
They pierced Him with a spear, and He said it extinguished the fire below Him.
That's right. Sure did. Amen.
Come
on, brother.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about saying He's my God.
Lord,
amen. I will not swap Him for nothing. I will not give Him up for anything. He is my God. He's the power of my life. He's the hope of my soul. He is my soon deliverer. Hallelujah. As I said, my faith is in Him. I know what God can do. And I believe in Him. How do we get to know Him?
That's right.
How do we get to know Him? First, stay near Him in prayer until His book becomes so important that the world loses its appeal.
That's right.
Glory to God.
It's in that. It's in the Word. Smith Wigglesworth said, he never prayed more than a half an hour, but he never let a half an hour go by that he didn't pray. Oh,
that's all right.
An artist asked to paint a picture in a museum. They denied him, said, "No, you can't come in here. You can't bring a canvas in here and set it up and paint that picture." That man would go every day, sit down and look at that picture. He would look upon it for hours until it became imprinted in his mind. He would go home and paint what he saw that day. He would go back the next day and study that painting until it was branded on his mind. Go back and paint it. They said when he finished his painting, just by studying the picture, you couldn't tell it from the original.
Why?
That we may know Him.
Come on.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, set before Him. Study Him. Know Him. Follow Him. Be directed in His grace. Hallelujah.
Bless
hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Second, you've got to pray that God will put a hunger in your heart. That you'll be saying with the psalmist David, As the heart paineth after the water, so my soul paineth after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before thee? And again in Psalm 63 and 1, O God, thou art my God. Yes. Early will I seek thee, my soul thirsts for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is.
Right.
I heard of a young man that went to an old preacher and said, "Preacher, how can I find God? How can I find God?" He said, "Follow me, son." They walked down to a river. They waded out till it was up about chest deep. The old preacher grabbed the young preacher and pushed his head under the water. That young preacher began to struggle because he's about to drown. I mean, he was trying his best to get away from that preacher and couldn't do it. He held him a little bit longer. When he finally brought him up, he was spitting water, grasping for air, and the preacher said, "What did you want more than anything else while you were under that water?" He said, "Air." He said, "When you want God, when you want God like you wanted that water, you'll find him. You'll find him. He'll be there." Oh, church. He's more important than life itself.
Yes, amen.
One of my prayers and one of my praises, God, you're my lifeline. You're like the heart on the inside of me, God. You're what keeps me going. You're what keeps me alive, God. If it wasn't for you, Lord, I wouldn't want to live. I wouldn't want to be a part of this evil world. I wouldn't want to be where I'm at. God, if it wasn't for you, but Lord, you're my lifeline. You're everything I ever need, everything I could ever hope for,
yes,
everything I could ever desire, God. Yes. I need you more than I need anything, God.
Bless the Lord.
Father, you want to be complete in you. I want to walk in your glory and find your grace.
Glory to God.
Oh, that we may know him. That we may know him. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with a whole heart, Psalms 119 says. Psalms 40 said, "Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say, continue the Lord be magnified." Proverbs 8 and 17 said, "I love them that love me. Those that seek me early will find me."
Yes, right.
Oh, that we may daily delight ourselves in God.
That's right.
And seek his presence and find his power.
Amen.
And know his glory.
Yes.
Paul said in verse 12 of the text, "I have not obtained or have already been made perfect." And he said, "I press on to lay hold on it."
That's right.
I press on to lay hold on it. I haven't arrived yet, brother.
Bless the Lord.
Brother Caps, I haven't got where I want to be.
That's right.
But I'm pressing on.
Yeah.
I'm pressing on.
Yeah.
I'm closer today than I was 45 years ago.
Glory to God.
I've seen his glory. I've seen his power. I know what God can do.
That's right.
I witness his goodness.
Bless the Lord.
And I'm not about to turn around.
Amen.
I'm not about to quit.
Amen.
I'm not about to give up or give in.
But
I want to pursue him with all my heart until that day he says, "Son, it's time to come home."
That's right.
That's right.
That I may know.
Come on, brother. Go ahead.
That I may know. Church, let's get a hunger. Let's get a desire to know God like we have never known him before. That he's our heartthrob. He's our desire. He's like the water when you've been on the desert for days without it. He's like the food that you've been starved for a long time, and now it's coming to you.
Come on, go ahead.
Oh, yes.
That you may know him.
Come on, go ahead.
That you may know him. Have you ever watched a runner in a race? Have they put their energy into winning? I mean, they train for it. They work hard for it. They do everything they can to make themselves physically able to run that race.
That's right.
They put a lot of time in it. They don't just jump up one day and decide, "I'm going to run a race." No. They'll hurt themselves. But they really prepare in every way. Through the workouts, through the practice, through the preparing for that great event. And it just stands to reason that if we want to be the best Christian that we can be, then we should put as much effort in it as that runner. I'm going to become all I can.
Amen.
Paul said, I press toward the goal. I press toward the goal. Saints of God, we're almost gone. But there's a lot of people lost in this world.
That's right.
A lot of people that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Don't know Him and His greatness. And you and I have the opportunity to touch Him.
That's right.
You and I have the opportunity to minister to that heart of that life. It may not be the words we say, it may be the life we live. How that they see something in us that says, I want to be like them. I want to walk like they walk. Pressing toward the goal. The one which God in Christ Jesus is calling you on. Calling you closer to Him. Calling you into that place. Church, let's do what we can. Let's get a hunger for God. Like Paul, 26 years had gone by. He had seen all the mighty miracles, seen the manifestation of God's glory. But he said, I want to know Him.
Right. Glory to God.
Praise God. Amen.
Some of you served God a long time, but you still don't know Him. Come on. Like you need to know Him.
Right.
He's not the heartthrob of your soul. He's not the full director of your life. You're still depending so much on everything else and not God.
Listen, Lord.
Can God use you? Can God direct you? Can God bless you?
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Do you know Him like you want to know Him? Is there a place that you and I both could move closer?
Oh, yes.
And get into harmony like we've never had? Is there that place? I believe God wants us to get there. I believe He's going to speak to our heart and say, if you're willing, I'll bring you closer. I'll put you in a greater place. I'll lead you in places you've never imagined you could.
Sure. Amen.
I'll guide you with my Spirit like you never thought you could have. If we'll just give ourselves open to the Spirit of God.
Glory to God.
And let God direct us.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to ask you to do something this morning and dismiss Him before we dismiss. In our closing moments, I'm going to ask you if you'll come stand around this area here. If you would, please. Everyone that will, everyone that are willing, just come and stand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just the Lord. Now, I'm going to volunteer today. I'm against it. Up there, they say we volunteer. And you're going to, if God's going to do anything in your life, you'll volunteer. He's not going to make you do it. He's not going to cause you to do it. He's just going to hold His hands out and say, come to me.